Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And we are in our last segment of today's show with Ruth and Christina, and we're talking about what's going on in the town. And I think we were coming up to this holiday concert that's happening at Hillside Public Library.
Yeah, so what's really nice about this show is that, people are constantly sending me things to promote within the community, and certainly in North Hempstead, we are very fortunate to have really great libraries, and Hillside Library has certainly been a partner of Project Independence.
Absolutely.
Since the beginning. And they're a really wonderful programming they're doing there. So on December 9th, which is Sunday, at 1:30 p.m., there will be a whole holiday concert featuring Jerry and Jeremiah Cardone, who we've actually had, you said, at
Monday.
And they will be doing all these different Frank Sinatra classics, which should be really, really fun.
I think that's grandson. It's grandson.
I know. I was thinking that. Is that because it
looked, that's his grandson.
We're looking at a picture in front
that's
of
Frank
us.
Sinatra's
they performed
Frank
couple,
Sinatra's grandson?
Yes. Old Blue Eyes. They performed a few years ago at Funday Monday. And then in the past, they had also performed at Funday Monday.
And also there...
Do you have to register for this program?
Yeah, you have to register. So you call the 311 or call the library directly at 516-355-7850. You can call them directly and get all the information. They were on Monday, December 10th at 2:30 p.m. There's going to be a seminar called Finding a Job Over 50. It's really great. I think these programs are really nice because they'll teach you, you might not have been in the job, industry for a while. So now you could learn kind of different issues that arise, suggestions, how to handle certain time gaps in your resume, and many more. So someone will actually sit with you and try
great.
And help you find
also
a
at Hillside Public Library.
Yes.
Yep. This is all Hillside Public Library. In addition to that, they have a bunch of movies at Hillside Public Library. There's a bunch of different dates for that, and there's all different little Christmassy kind of movies and other movies as well. So you can call them. So there's certainly a lot going on over there, so check that out.
And even more. Look at this.
I know. It's really a lot. And they have a book club they offer there, too, and that's Wednesday, December 19th at 7 p.m., the book they will be covering is called Blizzard by Jim Murphy, so you can get involved in that and reserve a copy of that, too. So I think it's really wonderful that these libraries are doing all these great programs. And, every time we have a library on, they say it's very difficult. A lot of people are reading on Kindles now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're really trying to have a lot of programming, too, to bring people into the library and and it's just really, it's great stuff. So and it's all free, which is nice, too.
Yeah.
So check that out. Also, on top of talking of free things, they do these afternoon teas over at the Landmark on Main Street, which is in Port Washington. And on December 12th, they're going to have Happy Holidays by the Stepsisters. It's Watch Our Radio City. The Stepsisters are back with a holiday tap extravaganza. The special guest will be the Red Hot Mamas.
Wow.
We are actually having the Red Hot Mamas, someone on from there, I believe, in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Join in for the fun. The performance includes audience participation, which should be really fun. So that's at 2 p.m. And they also provide refreshments there, too. And on Wednesday, December 26th at 2 p.m., will be David Gluck, Celebrate the Holidays. And it's a whole afternoon of jazz and holiday classics provided by trumpet and piano, which should be really, really nice. So I think that's something fun for people to check out as well.
And they still have a few shows left over there at the theater after December 12th, although it says November 12th.
Yeah. Yes, that's the Stepsisters Hall.
Okay.
That's the Red
that's
Hot
a
Mama.
List.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me.
But it's really, really great, so I encourage people to certainly check that out, too. And I know through Project Independence, we're having our holiday party on Thursday.
For Project Independence members.
Yeah. So if anyone's out there and interested, I think
you just give a call. Yeah. Three. What you do need to register just so we know that we order enough for everybody.
10,
to party
10 a.m.
I think so. Yes. I believe
10
so.
10 a.m. to 12.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, on Thursday, which is December. What day is Thursday? I don't have it in front of me.
December 13th.
December 13th. So there. Oh. So definitely come in. It's always nice. And there's an optional grab bag, which I know some people like to participate in.
That's always fun.
But it's a really great day. Everyone's very festive. And it's a nice thing to do. I know earlier we had mentioned the shingles vaccine.
Right, right.
So there's actually going to be a chat on that, Ruth. So if you would like to learn more about it, you can go on Tuesday, December 18th. It's shingles and the shingles vaccine presented by Dr. Frank. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but it looks like a case. And he's from Northwell Health. And you could learn about the shingles, the risk factors.
And where will that be?
Well, you could learn about the risk factors, eligibility for the vaccine, the effectiveness of the vaccine, and this is at the Shelter Rock Library in Albertson on Tuesday, December 18th from 11 to 12 p.m. And you should just register for that so they can get an idea, too. And then the following day, we have a Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County, provides a different program, chat program, kind of involved in the nutrition realm of things, over at the Magnolia Gardens, which is in Westbury. And the one in December, the last one for the year, is Enjoy Your Food in Moderation. It's an exciting interactive chat, learning how to eat healthier and enjoy your meals while making small changes in the amounts and types of food on your plate, which I think is really nice, you know, because people get overwhelmed. But this was just really showing you just small little changes can go a long way, too. You don't have to, you know, completely cut out things that you enjoy, but they'll explain for you how to do that. And that is December 19th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
During the holidays, we tend to build our plates up. We try to fill them and pile them.
And we try to lose after the holidays.
And then we all set our New Year's resolutions on January 1st. Ruth, do you have a New Year's resolution that you're going to live by in 2019?
I think I would like to keep one of the resolutions that I make. That would be a big thing.
Oh, there you go. So a resolution to keep your resolution.
Right.
That's a good one.
Okay, I think I like that. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's good. That's definitely
good. Do you have a resolution?
I think I just want to have, you know, world peace. Like that's my resolution.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
You know, enforce world peace.
Yeah, she goes big.
I go big. Yeah. And, you know, to practice yoga more, I think.
Yes. More self-care.
Yeah. Sure.
I think it's always
something
good.
Like that.
It's always
love
good
my children. All that stuff.
Make your resolution to love my children.
More possible. Get them apartments so they can move out. No, just kidding. Please aren't listening.
You know, I also really want to. Rebecca, I know, is very involved with Sherry, our fabulous mobility manager in our transportation program. And I really want to remind people to utilize this program.
Yes.
It's certainly, especially, you know, when weather is getting a little colder, you know, it's actually very nice to, even if you do drive. That's my favorite thing about the transportation program. And we've actually had people on who utilize the program. They still drive. But, you know, just going to a doctor for any age and trying to find parking and schlepping is so stressful. You know, you just want to kind of get to your doctor and just not have to worry about it. So I think that's, I really want to remind people that you are able to use the transportation program for that. You know, you don't have to, you know, not have a be a driver to do that. And plus, food shopping. Supermarkets are insane this time of year.
How long do they give you to stay at a supermarket?
Well,
up to 4 hours. I mean, you can. So when we created the program, what we did was we picked a supermarket that was in a storefront that maybe there was a place to eat, a cleaner's, maybe a pharmacy.
That's a good idea.
So that when you go, even though it's food shopping, you have the opportunity of doing some other things and socializing. So. Or in each region, we have, I think, two options, and everybody has 2 days. So you really have a choice of where you'd like to go.
And that's really my favorite part of it, too, is that, you know, in addition to the food shopping, because these centers are crazy this time of year. So that's another thing that you don't have to worry about, you know, parking either. And there's so many options. I mean, the research that really was done, and I really have to give a shout out to that because it's so nice. You can go and you could even have lunch with someone. I mean, you could really make a whole day of it, which I think is certainly special And it's such a wonderful program. And they also serve people who are 21 and over that have disabilities as well.
And with the food shopping, just to mention that there is no charge.
Yep. That's definitely important.
So with the medical transportation, there is a reduced rate.
Project Independence takes care of people with disabilities over 21.
For transportation.
For transportation.
Yes, for transportation. Yes.
For the transportation program. So it's certainly.
And they have to show something that they have a disability?
They have to be qualified for Able Ride.
Yeah, they just need to be able to qualify for Able Ride.
So as long as they qualify for Able Ride, they're able to utilize the program.
Any questions related to it, you can always call our mobility manager at 311, and Shari will be happy to help. You know, she'll also help people who you know, maybe aren't, not that they don't qualify, but maybe need a ride for something other than food shopping or going to the doctor.
I know we always call, I think Shari was on our show last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it last week? Yeah. Okay. And, you know, we always laugh because John always calls her the travel agent of the town. Because, you know, we really, Shari will spend so much time with people. And I really have to give a shout out to her because she'll sit there and really find the cheapest way and most efficient way for someone to get from A to B.
Yeah, she does
really
spend a lot of time. She, you know, Project Independence Transportation would not be as excellent and wonderful if it wasn't for Shari. So we are coming up to less than a minute. I wanted to thank, of course, Victoria Honorado, who is our engineer. Big thank you. Always a pleasure to have. Janine Solero, who's the administrator, and of course, Dan Cox, the director of WCWP.org. And Ruth, thank you so much. It was a great show.
It was Christina, a pleasure to be on.
Fabulous, as always, Rebecca. And you did a great job.
And Christina,
you did
a great
job.
Thank you. That's a pleasure. So have a great weekend, a great week, and Project Independence will be back next Friday.